3. Listen and understand.
Today I am talking to one of the leading architects in the world, Kimiko Tajima, about homes of the future. Welcome to the program, Ms. Tajima.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Oh, and please call me Kimiko.
Okay then, Kimiko. I know you've written many articles on this topic. What are some of the changes you think we'll see in future houses and buildings?
Well, let's start with building materials. As you know, wood is getting more and more expensive, so we will start to see houses made out of different kinds of materials. Plastic, aluminum, and even special kinds of cardboard.
Really? How interesting. And I'm guessing these materials will make houses cheaper to build?
Yes, they will. In fact, houses of the future will be much cheaper, and they will be much smaller, too.
Oh? Why is that?
Well, families are getting smaller, and we are running out of space to build large houses in most cities. So in the future, a typical house will have only 3 rooms.
Is that right? Wow. I'm not so sure I want to live in a small, plastic house when I'm old.
Oh, don't worry. Even though they'll be small, future houses will be more comfortable to live in.
Well, let's hope so. And what other kinds of changes do you expect?
Well, engineers are now looking at how to build cities on and under the sea because we are running out of land space. So in the future, we may live in apartments on man-made islands or even in underwater homes.
That's incredible. And it certainly sounds more exciting than a small plastic house.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? But this won't happen for some time because a lot more research needs to be done. What is going to happen very soon is the all-electronic house.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that means a house totally controlled by computers. Computers will make all the decisions a homeowner needs to make. For example, when to turn on the lights, when to water the plants, when to open the windows, and so on.
That's amazing. In fact, it'll be very helpful for someone like me who forgets to do everything. But, Kimiko, my computer often doesn't do what I want it to do. So what happens when something goes wrong with the computer?
Well, that could be a problem.